Chapter 1 Winter Man. When I was born on October 27, 1913, there were no doctors or nurses around with their instruments, just a medicine woman who specialized in child delivery. With incense of burning cedar and the singing of sacred songs, I came into the world. I was singing too, but they probably thought I was wailing. On the fourth day after a child is born, it's the custom of the Crow people to call in a clan uncle or other important person to give a name to that newborn child, girl or boy. When I was born, there happened to be a Sioux Indian visiting my grandfather, Yellowtail, so they asked him to give me a name. He was honored, because the Sioux have the same tradition. "I'm glad you asked me to do that," he said. "But I'm going to tell you a story first. I've been a warrior for a long time. I came over here to fight you Crows many times, till the war days were over. 7 times you people shot me with bullets and arrows, and each time was winter time, but I survived all of them. I must have a good life, or a charmed life, or I must be tough. So I'm going to give this little boy a name that commemorates my experiences fighting you Crows. I'm going to name this little boy Winter Man, so that he too may be strong, healthy, and withstand many adversities in life." So that was my given name, Winter Man. I carried that name for many years. For short, they called me Winter. I was raised by many different relatives, but I spent most of my early years with my mother's parents, the Yellowtails, in their log house located about 4 miles south of the nearest town, Lodge Grass, Montana. Although my grandfather Yellowtail had not been a warrior, he raised me to be one, to be tough and strong like the old-time warriors. When I was about 6 or 7, he started my physical education regimen. I remember it was cold, maybe November, and snow was on the ground. One morning, Grandfather said, "All right, get up. Put on your pants and shirt. That's all. Don't put on your shoes. Now run around the house once in the snow, barefoot." So I did. I'll tell you, my feet were really cold when I came back in. Well, the next day he said, "Run around the house twice." Then it was 3 times, 4 times, until I got up to 20 times. I had to run around that house each morning, no matter how cold it was outside. He gradually saw to it that my feet were tough and able to withstand the cold. Then one morning he said, "All right, now the next one. Don't put your clothes on. Run over to that sagebrush over there," pointing to a bush about 50 yards away. "Run over there, and when you get there, flop down on your back and roll over. Roll over about 4 times one way, and then the other way, and then come back." I did that. He made me do that every day. The second day I rolled a little farther, 5 times, 6 times. Some days, when it was below 0 outside, it was hard to do. But the training never stopped. Finally, I had to roll about 20 times through that deep snow and run back to the house. It's a wonder I never got frostbite. One part of Grandfather Yellowtail's own program for healthy living was to take a cold bath every morning of the year, summer and winter. Naturally, he would take me along. In the wintertime, he had to chop holes in the ice that covered the Little Horn River so he could water his horses. Every morning after opening the holes, he would get in and take a dip, and he'd make me get in there, too. The river water ran really fast past that hole, creating a powerful suction. He would hold me and dip me in and out, and then we'd head for home. The river was about 150 yards from the door of the house. Our feet would have frozen by the time we got back, so we would wear overshoes.